Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Second date update.
Normally when we do these second date calls, people are asking for help with the person they went out with a few days ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks back, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes even up to a month.
Yeah.
And they're disappointed the other person isn't responding.
Right.
But one of our listeners, Bo, says he wants to reconnect with a girl through us that he hasn't seen or spoken to in almost 2 years.
Whoa.
Dang.
So this is probably going to be interesting. I'm curious to know what the story is.
Yeah.
Bo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Now, I understand playing hard to get, but 2 years, it's a little extreme.
Some guys wait 2 days to call. I wait 2 years, yeah. Jeffrey.
Why wait that long to reach out?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
So this happened when I was on vacation in Mexico 2 years ago.
Mm.
And she was also on vacation. She was there with a friend. I was there with a group of buddies. It was in Cabo, and the whole place kind of had these, like, spring break vibes.
Yeah, for sure. Party town.
Yeah, party city, lots of booze, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so this is already a lot different than a lot of the second dates where we do, where people are meeting on apps and stuff. You're meeting on a spring break, basically.
Yeah, so we go into this one bar, and I see these two girls that are sitting down at the other end of the bar. One of them I thought was really cute, and the thing about them that I noticed was they seemed like kind of out of place because they weren't partying like crazy like everybody else. And
okay.
I like that because I wasn't going too hard either. That's not so much my scene. Like,
boo. Right. Wait, who said that?
Yeah.
That was rude.
So they weren't entering the wet t-shirt contest. They were just enjoying themselves.
Oh, okay.
They were having a cocktail. They were being chill, you know. Right. And
Jeff's so bored right now.
Well, no, someone has to babysit. I understand. You need a few really responsible hungover people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point too. So did you go talk to him, I assume?
Yeah. So I go over there, I sit down, I start talking to the girl that I think is really cute, Shayla.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we sort of bonded over that we were both the two lame ones in this crazy group.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
So we talk, you know, we learn like where we're from and like what we do and all this stuff. And it turns out we're staying at the same hotel.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hey.
Are you guys from the same city?
Or no,
no. Calling, I mean, are we going to try to get a hold of her across the country?
She's from a different state. She's from a different state.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was into this girl. And so I told her my room number. And I was like, hey, why don't you hit me up tomorrow and let's go get lunch.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a very sober way to ask somebody out in Cabo.
Well, it's not very forward. I mean, like, honestly, like, you're in Cabo, you're partying, even if you're not going as hard, like, I would just think hookup.
Yeah,
right? Like,
totally.
That's what I would
think.
That's
where I thought the story was going, not like a lunch date the following
day. When you say, here's my room number, that says it about itself,
there's some implication there, but maybe not with Bo and Shayla.
Would you like to go get some fresh squeezed juice in the morning?
Yeah. So we part ways, say goodnight. Middle of the night, she calls my room.
Yeah, okay. Exactly what you were hoping for, be honest.
Well, yeah, but it didn't turn out that way. So she calls my room. She is freaking out.
Wait.
Whoa, why?
She tells me there's like these drunk dudes that are banging on her door, and it's scaring her and her friend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Yeah, so I get dressed. I go to her room.
Good. Oh, you went?
Good, yeah.
I did.
So you're just going to go back to bed, Jeff?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to call.
Like a you problem.
I'm not going to intervene. I'm going to get, like, hotel security or something.
Exactly.
I don't want to get involved.
That is a smart thing to do, is hotel security. One dude against a group of men. Like, you're not going to do
guys?
Jack.
I'm sorry. I just didn't think of it like that.
Yeah. One of the most romantic things you could do is get beat up for a girl.
Yeah, okay.
No.
I've done before.
So how many bones?
At least you try to fight.
No.
How many bones did you break, Bo, when you went and tried to stop the drunk guys?
Well, no bones were broken. There were like four or five dudes.
Whoa.
They were just being assholes, I guess, that they'd like seen them earlier in the day in the room. And they
Dude,
were
that's scary.
Yeah, it was super weird. So I go down and I tell them to get the hell out of there. And they did. They left.
Nice.
Okay.
Good.
I bet she was so grateful. Did you talk to her?
She was. Yeah. You know, she, of course, heard the whole thing through the door. She liked that, and she asked if she could come back to my room, and she did, and then we ended up making out.
Yeah, you did.
Bro, that's awesome.
You
earned that kiss.
You're a hero.
It was a good makeout session, but that's it. That's all we did.
Okay, that's cute.
No,
so I got her number, and that was it, but the thing is, I didn't see her the rest of the trip.
What? At all?
Like, I tried, but either she wasn't in a room when I tried calling a room, or she didn't, and she never texted me back.
Oh, no.
And I called her one time after I got back home, and she didn't pick up, and I left her a voicemail, and that was that, and that was 2 years ago.
Are you sure she was single?
Spring break.
You know,
like
she got wrapped up in the moment. She only kissed you, and then she was just like, "Oh my God, I did something terrible."
Yeah, that happened on Brooke's last Mexican vacation. So,
and my husband was with me.
I know.
Yeah.
Super awkward.
Did you ask her if she was single?
Well, no, no. I just sort of assumed if she wasn't, she wasn't going to do anything.
Well, it's also been 2 years now. So even if she got single, she still hasn't called him.
Yeah,
And I think the rule in Cancun is everybody is single.
Like, he was in Cabo.
No,
well, that's a different, whole different business.
Yeah,
so.
Political.
Yeah. We need to tread lightly
on
this one.
They have a different rule set.
This is crazy, though, because you haven't seen or spoken to her in 2 years, and now we're going to reach out randomly out of the blue to see if she remembers you.
Yeah, how are we even going to say, like, Nick from Cabo? Do you think that's it?
Hopefully.
Well, yeah, his name's Bo, so that would help.
Maybe she also had a Nick in Cabo, and maybe that's why she's not calling me back.
Oh, no, she's like, oh, my God, I love that.
That's the one that Brooke made out with on her family vacation.
Sorry, Bo, sorry.
Okay.
I know it's a long shot. It was so long ago, but I figure if anybody can do it, you guys can. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And she wasn't drinking, so she should remember.
I think she was drinking. She just wasn't drinking as hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. She wasn't crazy like that.
She was sloppy.
She was having cocktails.
Yeah, she was just injecting stuff. It was fine. Yeah. So we're going to come back. We'll call Shayla and try and get you your second date update 2 years after you last saw her.
Wow.
Right after this.
She's still in Cabo right now.
No, hold on. Second date update. For most young single people, a trip to Cabo is all about tequila shots, wet t-shirt contests, getting your wallet stolen on the beach.
All right.
What I have my passport in that, shoot.
It's not an authentic Mexican trip if you're not robbed somehow. But that wasn't the case for our listener, Bo. The only thing stolen from him was his heart. When he met a woman named Shayla at a bar there 2 years ago. And the craziest part, they were both sober when this all happened.
Yeah, sober-ish, Jeff. They both were drinking cocktails. They just weren't as wasted as their friends.
Even still, that's shocking. And Bo has thought about her ever since that trip, has never been able to reach her. That's why he wants us to try and do it for him today.
I don't know that we asked. What motivated you to finally take this step?
I just had a birthday, and I went, I'm not getting any younger, and might as well shoot my shot.
Let's not tell her that.
Desperation hits us all at some point.
Your biological clock is ticking, is what I hear there, Bo.
Okay. We're just going to go with the more romantic version of that story.
Yeah. Which is, you haven't stopped. Yeah.
I haven't stopped thinking about you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I still have your hair or whatever it is.
Whoa, wait, no.
No, okay. Jeff.
Well, somewhere in the middle of those is what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to do this, man? You haven't talked to her in 2 years.
And don't be insulted if she doesn't remember who you are.
Yeah.
Won't.
Brooke doesn't even remember who you are, and we talked to you 5 minutes ago. So
Bo, his name's Bo.
Bo is right. Yeah. Good job.
Got the name right.
Okay.
He's strong and strapping, is what he told us.
Yeah, she remembered that.
He's a hero that took on 4 to 5 men.
Yes.
Okay. Now you're coming. Okay.
It's a little bit much, but I like it. Here we go. I'm dialing Shayla right now.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Shayla.
This is she. Who's calling?
It's okay. You don't have to be afraid.
Oh, I don't know. This would be such a weird call to get.
We're just a, a friendly morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Shayla.
Hey.
Or
shall I say hola?
Okay. This again.
I can do that. I'm
she doesn't remember
that is
yet.
Good.
Oh,
but yeah.
She
we have to get there first. So I'm really sorry to interrupt you, whatever you're doing, Shayla, but we're trying to help out one of our listeners with a segment called Second Date Update.
Okay.
Okay. And this is a guy that you met 2 years ago on a trip to Mexico.
We know that's a while ago.
She says, wow. Yeah. You were in Cabo.
Okay. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Oh my God.
A light bulb just went off. We heard it.
Oh my God. Oh.
So there's this guy named Bo that you hung out with a little bit.
You remember him.
Oh my God, he's the guy who rescued you from all those men pounding on your door, which I can't believe would be so scary.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes, that was such a long time ago. I hadn't really thought about this guy forever.
Hey. That's okay. Well, now you're thinking about him now, and
you
sound happy at the memory.
Kind of, but like so much has happened since then.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. What is this about?
Well, this whole segment is about seeing if you remembered Bo, because I don't know if you know this, but after your trip ended, Bo said he tried to reach you.
Right. Yeah, but like back then, everything was so complicated. I mean,
I knew it. You were in a relationship, weren't you?
God, I was engaged at the time.
Oh my God.
Engaged?
Oh my God, girl. Well, you were engaged. Wait, does that mean you're married? Are you married?
No, I was engaged to two guys actually.
Wait, at the same time?
Two guys?
Why did you say that so casually?
Okay, so like back then I was a hot mess, and I did a study abroad in Italy, and I met this guy, and we hit it off, and he ended up proposing, and I said yes because I felt bad.
Oh wow!
Wait, you said yes because you felt bad?
No, this is how Alexis
was
getting married.
Yes. That's literally what I was going to say.
I mean, I was leaving and I was like, yeah, I'll marry you. And then, you know, I left and then I never talked to him again.
Okay.
Aww. Wait, did you get a ring?
I did get a ring. That was a nice gratuity from my trip.
They know the American culture.
That's one proposal. Where is the second proposal?
So I leave Italy and I go home to my other boyfriend.
Oh, you had a boyfriend?
Wow.
And I guess he missed me and he proposed and I said yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then you went to Cabo while you're engaged to two men and made out with Bo.
Yes, which made things even more complicated. And I felt so horrible about it.
Well, you're lucky Bo didn't propose to you because you probably would have said yes to that too.
Maybe. That's where I was at in my life.
So wait, did you end up getting married to anyone?
No, they both fell through. Like karma eventually caught up to me, I guess.
Wait.
Okay, so what's your relationship status now?
I'm casually dating someone. It's nothing serious.
Yeah, right. But to him, he's like, Mom, Dad.
Wait.
Just casual relationship with my husband. It's like not that serious.
It's hard. I mean, honestly, though, it's hard to trust you.
Yeah, it is.
I guess, but I told you the truth. I'm an open book now.
Yeah, I mean, why would you make up all that embarrassing stuff about yourself? I believe her.
Yeah, well, you know what?
On the radio?
That is definitely kind of an embarrassing story. It's nice that you were able to tell us the truth here. So now it's our turn to tell you the truth.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we're engaged.
So embarrassing, Jeff.
No, the truth is, we want to help you bring back some of your past. right now.
Why?
Not your fiance.
That is a terrible
your Mexico way to, yeah. fling Bo is on the phone right Yay. Now listening to this conversation, wanting to talk to you.
Should I hang up right now?
No.
Love is on the line.
No, hear Bo out. Bo, are you there?
I am here.
Jeffrey, you're acting like Bo is going to be excited after hearing all of that. Like, yeah, Bo.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So when we hung out 2 years ago, you were engaged to two different guys, one of whom you weren't even really talking to anymore.
Right. I'm no longer talking to any of them. But hi, by the way.
Hi. It's very good to hear your voice. Oh. And I really like hanging out with you. And I know it's crazy because, like you said, literally all we did was make out one night. But I can't stop thinking about you. And I guess
you're still thinking about me.
Cute. Did you just laugh? Wait.
It was an awesome night. And I mean, but like, can I ask, did you even like me? Like, were you actually into me, or was this just a nothing thing, or?
I mean, I liked you enough to make out with you.
Ouch.
I mean,
this is a lot right now.
It's hard because you weren't just the other guy, Bo. You were the other guy.
Yeah, so obviously.
You were Mr. Right Now. You know what I mean?
That hurts. That hurts so bad, but it's true.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's really sweet of you. I thought about you. Yeah.
And he's gone through all of this effort reaching out to our show. This is a pretty complicated process in order to get this done. I mean, honestly, we probably should have done this as a closure call.
Yeah. Well, think about it. He kept your number for years just in case, hoping he could use it
Does
again.
Does anybody delete people's numbers?
Who deletes a contact? Yeah, I mean, that doesn't
trying
happen.
From, like, trying to help our friend here.
I guess I was just going to sort of ask, Shayla, you know, I mean, I did take in the fact that you were single. Yes, that did register with me. And I,
kind
you
know, of single.
Yeah, it wasn't like fully single.
Yeah, I guess in this whole scenario, kind of single is essentially single.
Yeah, Cabo single. We'll call it Cabo single.
Everything is single. Cabo single, yeah. I like that.
Casually in a relationship, sure.
No. Cabo single, break your single.
Okay. I guess I was just going to say, like, this whole thing has been the biggest long shot ever, and I know we don't live in the same city and all that, and I don't know about logistics or any of that stuff, but, like, would you be open to, like, some kind of a long-distance dating thing?
And if you're open to that idea of possibly making it work, then we would love to help facilitate that by paying for your official first date.
The flight?
I mean,
not the flight.
Wow.
Because I've also been told long distance relationships don't need too much trust.
No. Yeah, no
She's
trust.
Very reliable.
It might be just their type, actually.
Yeah.
I mean,
we really need to ask
Shayla this. You've had two failed proposals, but the third time's the charm, is what they say.
Let's not rush to that, okay?
She'll say yes.
Yeah, unless her casual relationship proposes first.
That's true.
Then it'll be the fourth.
You know what? I say let's give it a shot.
I bet.
It's hard to be enthusiastic. But.
Okay.
Good. I'd like to follow up with that.
So we're getting rid of the side guy, right?
No, I don't think
By the time we go on a date, he'll be history. Don't worry about it.
By the time.
Okay. Sure. Right. Great. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, Bo's
Congratulations, Bo. You're Mr. Right Now again.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hey, I'll take it.
All right. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. If there was a children's fairy tale about this story, and there really should be, it would be called The Girl Who Couldn't Say No. She went into the fraternity house late at night. This frat bro is too swole.
What?
This frat bro is too thin.
What's going on here?
This frat bro is just right. I'm going to marry them all. All lived happily ever.
Yeah.
Oh, she left without saying goodbye to anybody.
I don't know why you put her in a frat house. Nobody proposes in a frat house,
Where
Jeff.
Is that children's fairy tale book?
I'd buy it.
Please don't write it. You guys were so glossing over the fact that she's not even single.
Yeah, so?
She said she was casually seeing some.
When you have a person who is engaged to two people at once and making out with another know how much you would trust her perception of casual.
You just don't trust.
Yeah, she's married.
I feel like they need to go back to Cabo together.
Yeah.
And finish what they started officially.
Maybe we should do the show live.
Yes.
Live from Cabo
all because of their date.
Someone has to translate Spanish for me, though. Yeah. You guys speak more than I do, ironically.
I mean, you never know. It could actually work out.
Yeah.
But make sure you go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at, Brooke and Jeffrey.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.